Summer is almost here. Don't you want to go to the beach with thicker, gorgeous, beautiful locks? And everyone goes, hey, I love your hair. And you go, Nutrafol, baby. You know, something along that lines. Well, take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering my listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and you enter the promo code TSFS. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. I recommend it. I've been taking Nutrafol for years. It's how I got my hair back thicker and not falling out in chunks after I had KJ. Now it's your turn. Nutrafol has been on with me for years, and that's because you all continue to buy, and it really works. I love it. Now it's your turn to love it too. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS. That's Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS. David Yontif. I just watched my son slam his hand into the door. Oh, it's a crazy. I know, it's a crazy day here at Casa Frazier. Okay, first of all, I'm back to, I think Vanderpump Rules is so boring. Didn't you find
awful?
The worst. So
awful.
Were you not so bored until Jack showed up, which of course led
you know
to
what?
The, yeah, go.
It's not just boring. It's fucking fake. I mean, the two scenes I can't stand. I mean, I really hate to start on such a negative point of view. I hate the scene where Ariana has to go upstairs for something and Katie's just going to stay in the kitchen and here's Tom. Like, okay, we obviously set this up and forced Katie and Tom to speak. Way to go, Katie, for taking one for the team, right? For filling this scene for your, you know, $700,000. And the other scene is like, obviously the whole Jax thing is set up. And by the way, I mean, does everyone really think these texts which appear on the screen are real texts?
No.
I mean, they're obviously producers that write these texts.
And
so,
why can't we get a flash to real time when they all said, we'll never fill with Tom Sandoval again in all the interviews and all the podcasts they did. And now here they are and they all film. Ariana shows up to a bar where Tom Sandoval's at because she is, you know, going to keep, quote, living her life. You know, I mean, it's just so... It was so boring. We have another pool party with Tom Sandoval. I will say, Tom Sandoval, you've probably known this because you've been an OG fan, but Tom is so, there's just really no depth to Tom, is there? Like, it's so surface, right? Or is that just
well,
new
Sarah,
this season?
I think a lot of people are probably like, duh, is that Morgan Wade in the back row over there? Duh, Sarah. Even I know this, Sarah. Morgan, right.
Well,
I mean, where, Sarah,
zero death.
There was a major scandal. Where have you been, girl? Where have you been?
Well, he was more interesting during that. He was actually more interesting having an affair than he is. I mean, that pool party looked like a desperately casted group of misfits. I mean, it just did not, like, yeah. Right? I mean,
it wasn't... You know, yeah, no, I mean, yes. And then this fake scene with Jax is so fake. Ugh.
What did you find fake about that?
Well, Tom Schwartz, I mean, it's Jax is walking onto the set of Vanderpump Rules for one reason only, the valet. And you know what I want to know? This is where my mind goes. I mean, we know it's Alex Baskin. We know it's Evolution. I want to see Lisa. I mean, I assume Vanderpump's contract for Rules says that any spinoff, whether I'm involved or not, I bet you she gets a percentage. I bet you this LVP might have negotiated with Evolution on the way in. You know, you want to have Sheena and Brock's family with Summer Moon. I bet you, Lisa, I mean, we have Villa coming. I bet you Lisa has, I'm just thinking she gets a percentage of the valley because A, she's doing a lot of press. Like she's saying, oh, we all knew about Jax and Brittany. Of course we could have called. They up one. Like, why is Lisa talking about the valley? I mean, Lisa doesn't get out of bed unless she has a vested interest. No shade, girl. I don't get out of bed either. I bet you Lisa gets a percentage of the valley. And I mean, It's right. It's yeah. It's fake. Just in that Jax is sitting. Tom Schwartz didn't pull his dick out of his asshole while he's living in this 22-year-old apartment. And I don't mean like it's old. I mean like that's an apartment a 22-year-old college kid should be living in. But I guess I'm being a snob. But I mean, like, Jax wasn't just there because Tom Schwartz is a brilliant guy. Duh. My name is Schwartzy.
Don't you come for my Schwartzy and Joe.
Well, it's obviously a scripted thing to spin off the fucking Valley. It's shocker. We have Lala now on the Valley. We'll talk about the Valley in a few minutes. Did you watch the Valley premiere?
No, I didn't. No. I'm sorry. I had all I could do to make it through that 40 minutes of just terrible television last night. It was just so... I mean, boring.
I'm there with you this week. I am there with you, girl. I thought it was horrible.
I mean, like I said, I do this with every show, right? Sister Wives, I watch a lot of 1,000 Pound Sisters, Welcome to Platteville, 90 Day Fiancé franchises. I feel the same way. It's so much filler. It's just so much filler to get to their season quota or of episodes. And I mean, honest to God, last night I actually had to keep asking myself, didn't we see this exact scenario in episode like 1 or 2 when, you know, Tom's assistant is getting everything ready and schlepping around and doing his dirty work and asking Ariana if she can leave the house. And what did we learn new last night? I actually enjoyed the Jack scene because I haven't, you know, I'm a new fan, so I haven't seen them interact much. And I liked the hypocrisy. I enjoyed it.
You know why I didn't like it? Because to me, it's Jax's big, like, this is it. And there's, again, I am not being critical. I'm just being honest. Like, this is it. Jax has wanted this. He's been trying for this. You get fired for racially insensitive, activities. And this is it. The Valley is it. This is Jax's idea. This is it. You know what? We're in Vegas, Sarah, and we bet the whole house, the whole marriage, the whole child's college education on the Valley. And the only way it's starting is from Scandoval. And you're lucky. So I just feel Jax is there. No, he doesn't like Tom and they've had their things, but it just seems so scripted to me. Like Jax came in to act like you're white nail polish, man. The whole world knows about you. Like, it just, it wasn't authentic to me. It was like Jax's big moment to tear down Sandoval, like the colon and the big guns, which he wouldn't even be there if we weren't spinning off the Valley. You know what I mean?
I hear you. I think that's an excellent, excellent point. And we all love a comeback story. I mean, Jax is getting a very rare second chance in Hollywood. Yes. We'll see how it goes. I think he's taking... The problem with Jax and Brittany is you just don't believe anything is sincere, right? They have this second chance, and then I do agree. I think the whole separation is staged.
But honey, they're doubling, tripling, quadrupling down. Like, they are sticking to it. She moved out months ago.
Well, commit to the bit. I mean, come on. That's Hollywood 101. I mean, you know, go all in. If you're going to act, you know, let's do a Christian Bale here where we're a method actor, where we pretend that we're, you know, Batman for 2 years or whatever bullshit they do.
That Jared Leto climbs the Empire State. Like, that Jared Leto is a method actor too. And he's, oh man.
Daniel Day-Lewis, you know.
You think I just go for, you know, the young ones with Bieber and, oh no, you give me some Jared Leto, honey, and I will end this podcast right now with you and I'll be back.
Stupid. I mean, I love actors and I've always been drawn. I'm very drawn to Hollywood, but how dumb. Can you imagine Daniel Day-Lewis when he was Abe fucking Lincoln and you had to pretend when after they go cut, and you still had to treat him like he was Abe Lincoln. Like, give me a fucking break. It. I
mean, Mr. So Lincoln, Jax, so Jax and Brittany are method actors. Is that what you're saying?
They're committed to the bit. They are so committed. I just saw her on a red carpet and with, you know, I don't know, a major news outlet. And they were saying, now what is the cause? You'll have to watch. You'll just have to watch. I mean, Jax has got his list of things. He knows what he's supposed to do. I'm like, oh my God, this is so, and she's just like smiling and just as happy as someone who has separated and moved out and has a child, just as thrilled. It's like, oh my God, give me a break. There's no list. The list is, okay, you did a short-term rental for 3 months And I mean, and she's like, but we're going to continue. We're filming every day together. We got a podcast together. We got to keep doing. It's like,
they
oh,
were just
okay,
in Kentucky.
So
I told you.
I mean, please.
I was supposed to be at that convention in Kentucky for, you know, Shannon Doherty and all the 90s people. And they were there. They were like out to dinner at night. And yeah, you know, do you want to know what the list is? The list is A, Britney wants another child, and B, Cruz needs to go to college. That's the list of problems in the marriage here, of why we need to have a spat and move out and unfollow each other and take the name off Instagram. And yeah, that LVP, she's getting it. She's watching this valley like a hawk, because I guarantee you she's getting a percentage out of that.
If Lisa Vanderpump came to us, if she came to me and she said, darling, I'm going to make you a star. I'm going to do a show about podcasts. And I need you to leave your husband and argue over your son and trash all over and shit on David. I would be like, okay. And, you know, I mean,
sign me
I,
after
I,
mean, all.
I know. It's like.
Sarah?
And you and David are going to leak things about each other to the press. All kinds of texts. Okay, here's my phone. Like, how about it? Whatever you can do. I mean.
Find the phones. I mean, granted, yeah. Find the phone. Do what you got to do. I'll take my licks. Everyone will hate me. I'll be the new Scandoval. And
me too.
I don't know.
I'll be Katie Maloney and I'll be the half lesbian, half whatever. Whatever you want to do, LVP, you direct me. Now, what
and
did
she's
you-
like, and if there's a spinoff of your show, Sarah, I want 90%. And whatever you want, LVP, whatever you want. The answer is yes.
You and Alex Sign Baskin, whatever you can come up with for the podcast drama world. We're here for it. Every scandal, I mean, anything. Okay, yeah. But what did you make of? So you thought the scene with Tom and Katie was very staged, because my husband and I watched that. My husband's a new fan, and these are his words. He has sympathy for Tom Sandoval because Tom Sandoval is, quote, such a dummy. He believes that Tom is just so dumb that Tom really didn't believe that having this affair would result in him being just – He thinks Tom is too stupid to even realize how it was going to impact Tom's life.
Or too much of a narcissist. Like, when you're a narcissist, you truly just don't have those feelings and emotions, and you really just think everyone is going to love you no matter what. So one or the other, stupid, narcissist, professional victim. Mind you, you're barking up the wrong tree over here, Tom. I mean, Katie ain't going to ever give you a dime. So, like, you know what I mean? Like, she ain't going to bat her eyes. And this is the wrong one. You know, I think I was wrong when I said, now, look, I don't think something about her is opening anytime soon. But I think when I had my scenario of, like, Katie and, you know, all the mustard all over her from the sandwiches and Ariana, I mean, and that they're going to fall out. I think, you know, Katie and I, the number one person that has Ariana's back is Katie. And you saw all those things that are surfacing about the reunion was filmed over the weekend. And apparently, well, first of all, Andy has said Lala's the voice of reason this season, but apparently the reunion ends with Lala eviscerating Ariana. She just lost it.
Wait.
She lost it. She's done.
Lala or Ariana eviscerates Lala? I thought.
Really?
Am I wrong?
I thought Lala eviscerates Ariana, that she is just over it. She's just over it. She's like, I'm done.
Ooh, interesting. Done. Interesting. Okay. Probably you're right. I feel like definitely the accuracy points are more in your corner than mine. I saw alleged
Hollywood right now, and yes, it has to do with these two.
Well, Ara and Lala got into a heated argument. I don't know who.
It says that Ariana eviscerated Lala.
Oh, well, there you go.
Over type situation. And this isn't the only place I've heard this rumor. And if you haven't seen already, here's the reunion seating chart. And Lala and Ariana are sitting on the same side of the couch. But note who's not on their side? Sheena. I am obviously team Ariana, and I cannot wait to see her eviscerate Lala. Lala absolutely rode on Ariana's coattails after Scandoval. Hello, do we remember the Uber Eats Good as Gold commercial? And who could forget her making thousands off of her Send It to Daryl sweatshirts that, yeah, she was selling for $50 a piece. And if you don't remember, Send It to Daryl was in relation to any Scandoval updates. She said Send It to Daryl, who was her lawyer, for her official statement. I mean, we've kind of seen and kind of heard Lala flipping sides a little bit and kind of calling out Ariana, saying she's never seen someone get cheated on and become God. So I absolutely believe this rumor, and I look forward to seeing it playing out. Let me know in the comments, are you Team Lala or Team Ariana? There is a juicy...
I don't know. Maybe this woman is wrong.
Well, it is all over the place, right? Maybe it's wrong, but I mean, has Lala done anything? Like, I haven't seen anything in the... I mean, she does have a podcast, but like, I haven't really heard anything that would require Ariana to be madder at her than like Sheena or anyone else. I mean, they're all kind of saying the same thing, right? Look, I'm here for it. Like, we all want to know how we're going to go into next season. We can't have it being everyone against Tom. We have to have someone. So Ariana fighting with Lala and or Sheena and kind of her being on the outs would be, you know, you want another season. Is that a season? Sounds pretty good to me.
Okay. Because we know.
I still don't want to watch.
I mean, we see in this latest episode, 7, that Sheena and Ariana have a sit down. Do you hear that? That is the sound of the brand new and delicious You Natural Conception for her in their juicy strawberry gummy flavor. Ah! Oh my, this is now my favorite thing to take. It's a fertility aid. If you haven't heard about them, they are unbelievable with thousands of 5-star reviews on Amazon. Go and read them for yourself. And they're famous for their Conception for Her and Conception for Him formula, which Schman, my hubby, has been taking for over a month because it takes 2 to tango. Conception for Her fertility aid is well-researched, baby. They have ingredients like ashwagandha, zinc, magnesium that can help you on that journey to have a healthy baby. So what are you waiting for? Go and order now. You're going to love it, and I want to hear from you. Check out You Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 for 20% off Conception for Her, Conception for Him, and the Conception Bundle. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off Conception for Her, Conception for Him, and the Conception Bundle with the promo code FRASER20. That's FRASER, the numbers 20. Hero Breads. Oh my gosh. Chef's kiss. Do you love carbs? I'm obsessed. Give me a croissant. Give me a tortilla, baby, every day, slathered with some hummus. Yes, please. And then a lot of veggies, a little turkey burger in it. Okay. That's my own proprietary sandwich. Thanks. Hero Breads right now offering 10% off. Go to hero.co. Enter the promo code TSFS. You are getting 10% off. Now, Hero Bread is so delicious and flavorful, soft, fluffy. In fact, so fluffy that KJ loves it, slathered with butter and cinnamon every day. They're known for their products to have 0 to 1 grams of net carbs, zero sugar, and high in fiber. So what are you waiting for? Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use the code TSFS at checkout. That's TSFS at HERO.CO. 10 years ago, I lost 60 pounds mindful eating, and today I have kept the weight off. I never think about food. I never count calories. Honey, I don't even use one of those darn trackers or apps. I live with food freedom, and I want that for you if you are ready and you want it. And that's where My Optimal Body comes into play. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment, and be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment, plus a bonus free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for a customized plan. That is myoptimalbody.com to request an appointment. Why I wanted to partner with Dr. Applin is because he is a doctor that gets to the cellular and gut reason of why you can't lose weight and keep it off. They also work with your mental capacity as well. So many of us are emotional eaters. They address that, and their clients see long-term success. If you are ready to lose weight, keep it off, and you don't want to do crazy Ozempic, myoptimalbody.com. And tell them the Sarah Fraser Show sent you. And it did seem a little bit like if they were such good friends and Ariana knew that Sheena loved Dancing with the Stars, wouldn't even a day before the announcement she have given Sheena a heads up? But then to me,
I don't think you can. I mean, I agreed with her on that. Like, when you know, all that shit that got leaked about, like, Teresa from whatever that, I think. Housewife historian, my girl leaked that about when Teresa was in the villain's house just now. Like, No, you really shouldn't. No, I don't think you can announce before you're on the flown to New York and unveiled on the morning news of ABC. I don't think you can. I don't think you can. No.
All right. Okay. All right. I'll give that to Ariana. But they don't seem very friendly. I mean, Ariana says, this is just Sheena setting everything up to announce that she is going to be good friends with Tom Sandoval again.
She misses her friend.
She misses her friend. I don't even know how this got 11 seasons because Tom has zero depth. I mean, it just is so. Even if they are Team Tom, what are we going to see from Tom next? Are we going to finally get back to Schwartz and Sandy's? Are we going to finally get back to the business?
Schwartz and Sandy's. I just did one of my quick hits. Schwartz and Sandy's, rumor is, has seen better days. Now, I was in West Hollywood on a Sunday. I walked by Sir. I mean, I don't know how crowded. I walked by TomTom. I don't know how crowded, other than location. I mean, as far as a vibe, to me, Schwartz and Sandy's has the best vibe out of all these places. Apparently, they cut the cocktail menu, darling, from 8 to 6. And the appetizer, main course, dessert, and cocktails is now being rethought. We just have light bites. Some staff has been let go. These are the reports that Schwartz and Sandy's is not a booming a business. Now, you and I have also been to Jax's Studio City, which when you and I were there, wasn't exactly. And this is with Jax being there and Brittany being there and Kristen being there. So if there ever was a time to go, you would think, you know, Jax is tweeting out, come on by, check me out, man, I'm here. Kristen's like, look where I just ended up. Well, if that's not, I mean, was it busy the night you and I were at Jax's Studio City? I mean, I'm just asking.
Not really. We went on a Friday night, although to be fair, Friday nights are not hot in LA. So everyone in Los Angeles.
This is Sarah's new thing. You go out on a Monday, you go out on, I mean, hello, where have you been? Sorry, everyone's going to tell me I'm being obnoxious today. Go on.
No, be obnoxious. I'm used to Washington, D.C. and Northern Virginia, Nova, all right? In Nova, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights are when it's on. Because, you know, people work in politics for the most part there. You got to be sort of top of your game, I guess, maybe during the week, at least Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then after that, all goes to hell. Here, people do not work. So, you know, Monday through Thursday is when you're out. You know, you've been out the past couple of nights. I mean, I've gotten calls from Missy Yontif. On a Monday morning, he's feeling it. On a Tuesday morning, he's feeling it. He has plans. So,
it's been a rough week, darling.
Darling, you have a social life. So, we went on a Friday night to Jax's, and it was not, I mean, there were definitely fans and a lot of groups of friends. We went with a group of friends. We all wanted to take photos with them. We did. They were very lovely, like super, can we talk to you? Here are free shots. I mean, Jax is a great bar owner. I'll say that. But it wasn't, you could definitely get in.
Well, let me tell you so. So I do hope that Lala eviscerates and Ariana eviscerates. I hope that they're in a huge fight because it would be better TV. Let me just tell you for a few minutes about the Valley.
Okay, so I did get text messages from a lot of friends. Like, are you and David going to recap the Valley? I'll be on, you know, my friend Blair is like, I'll join you guys for recaps. I didn't even watch. Did you watch?
Well, I want to know the people's opinion. I really do want to take a temperature from people. Did anyone give you a glimmer? Because I'm curious, are people, look, I always have my own opinions. I'm not going to be swayed by anyone's opinion. I don't know. I mean, my expectations are so low for the damn show. Okay, let me say this. They have Lala is on it. They have a pool party for a birthday. There is a gay, Brittany's best friend from Kentucky is one of the people, and he is now stolen by Kristen as her best friend. You know, they all want to be best friends with the gay. We're like the token BFF. So there is a gay on it, but I don't know. My expectations were so low. They have Lala come, of course. You know, she was paid to be there, honey. Why not show up? But I don't know. It wasn't Here, let me back up and say this. The most interesting thing about the damn show is Dodie. She has that charisma to me when she's on the screen of like, I'm somewhat interested. She wants to have a kid. She's single. Jax has very old school beliefs. Shocker that, you know, Dodie should not be having a child just on her own, that she is also a mess, that she cannot really handle a child. She has this nice boyfriend, you know, she's had some tough times. She dated Tom Sandoval. Don't forget. Then she dated James. James spit on her door and said, you're trash. She slapped him in the face on the drive in the driveway. So Dodie's has a past with Sandoval and James. I think she found a nice guy. She sold her house in Valley Village, we learned, to move in with her ex. I mean, that's really smart when you sell your actual house to move in with like a guy you dated for 6 months. And then after like two more months, he said, get out. I hate you. She had no house to go back to, girl. Kicked out, sold the house, and lived in an apartment with the boyfriend.
Gotta so she's start starting over. Yeah. That's tough.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she's the best part of the show to me. But overall, the show is possibly a pass for me.
Really?
Unless everyone really, really is into this and wants us to. I mean, I don't know. I watched it. I'm not going to watch the next episode, but I'm torn, and I'd like to see the ratings. I really am torn on this one. Did any of your friends or DM people there give you any indication of how they feel?
No. And people just wondered if we were going to watch it. Are we reviewing it? Like I said, my friend Blair was like, I'll be on your recaps with you guys. So I probably had, I'm going to say, half a dozen like messages that people were curious what our thoughts were if we were doing anything with it. But I haven't even watched. I don't know.
I
find it really hard to watch like any more of these shows.
I don't blame you. I mean, listen, we don't have Housewives coming back like we used to. We're spacing this shit out. Even if New York does start announce that everyone's coming back and they're filming next week, that's still a pretty big gap from New York ending to filming. We have nothing else to watch. I mean, I think people might, because it's Jax and Brittany and Dotes, they might start to watch. I don't know. This one's a mystery to me. You know, normally when they have girlfriends in Paris or matchmakers in Atlanta. Remember those recent shows that I was like, these two are going to flop? And they did. This one's a little more of a mystery to me about whether the ratings will be enough to keep it. I'm a little torn.
Oh, I think overall the ratings will be enough. 100%. They're getting a season two, I bet. I bet it's already booked. I bet it's already booked. 100%. Because I think they can ride the tales of Scandoval for a couple more years. You know, because this season is doing phenomenal for Vanderpump Rules season 11. Phenomenal. Everyone now is so curious about this reunion. Andy, you know, and Andy is where you are. He's Team Allie. He thinks Allie, the astrologer, is going to come out as a ongoing character that people are going to love and be very interested in. Lala, they're just building up how amazing Lala is. And, you know, Schwartz and Sandoval and Sheena are going to be back versus Katie and Ariana. Are we next season? I guess we're going to be seeing, because so far still, we're not seeing much of Ariana dating. So I'm assuming next season we're going to see Ariana, Katie dating. They're going to all
see Tom dating.
Tom dating. They're all going to be back slutting it up. And I think.
And let's see Ariana go at Lala and Sheena. That would be an interesting season-ish.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It can't be about Scandoval. I find Anne to be very interesting. I like her picking up all the stuff, and she has the mother. Anne's very humorous to me. This Anne.
I agree. Keep Anne around. And
can we agree to kick Joe out and never speak to her again?
I like Joe. I'm sorry. At least at least she's weird and different than this other group that's like the same old, same old. And the problem is, I don't know how this – the reason I also think that Valley Village continues is because they have to segue to an older show. I mean, you know, Tom Sandoval, the problem with season or episode – what did we just have? Is it episode 8? Yeah, episode 8. I mean, here you are, the opening scenes. This man is in his 40s, okay? And it's the rainbow beaded necklace, shirtless, at a pool party with 10 people he doesn't know – drinking a Heineken. I mean, it's just so... Like, dude, what are we? Are we? I just don't believe it. You know what I mean?
You can see why he had an affair.
I can. I don't. I guess if this show would be a million times better, Rachel is never coming back at this point, especially with lawsuits. But I wish she would, because that would have been so much better. Versus, he just seems so old and desperate. And Billy Lee seems. Is it Billy Lee or Billy Lord?
Billy Lee. Billy Lord is on American Horror Story and is podcast guest of mine's daughter.
Oh, there you go.
Andy's best friend, Bruce Bozzi.
Billy Lee desperately wants to get with Tom Sandoval. Desperately. And actually, at this point, that would be the most... Yes, I think she's in love with him, don't you? She sits there poolside, like, just absolutely googly-eyed over him. And I think
that would be amazing.
If I were Tom Sandoval, I think I would pursue that, because I just he in that pool with those two blondes that they casted, and they claim that they know nothing about his cheating, and he's like, hey ladies, yeah, so I got a roommate, yeah, it's my ex girlfriend. It's like, and they're like, oh.
See, I even think that was like a fake scene of like Tom.
I thought it was fake too.
Agree. Like he's trying to be that. He's trying to be. This could be funny if it were actually authentic. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're such a fucking loser. You have no game, but you know what you're doing. You do have game. We've seen him at the shows. I mean, get laid. There's a line for him to get laid. And this is just you trying to be funny. Like, I'm 42 and I have a girlfriend and ex-girlfriend 10 years and she's my roommate and our place is a pigsty. So this is, it's all fucking fake scenes.
I think they all need to sashay to Valley Forge and they need to cast more friends around James and Allie and address the abuse issues, which they're never going to do with James, because if he was doing any of that while filming, that's a whole legality. But it's like... I don't know. They don't have an age problem, because the ratings are really, really good. So maybe what they're doing is great.
One of the best things to me was like when Jax was coming at Tom and James is like, popcorn. Where's the popcorn? James is like, oh, I'm loving this. I'm loving this. I used to be out and everyone hated me. And now Jax is back. And look at, he's slamming Sandoval. No one could slam him the way Jax can. So James was like just eating it up. Imagine like if you were on these shows, like, you know what it is about these people? I think a lot of these people that are on these shows are fans of the drama. So when you're just sitting there watching the show, like James is almost like watching this episode like a fan. Like, imagine if you're like Maj. Did you know my friend, the Saj? She lives in Englewood, New Jersey. Do you know the Saj?
I do. I know the Saj.
Well, imagine when the Saj is there and she is with her sidekick, Lexa Rita, who she's trying to turn into looking just like her. But that's besides the point. But the Saj is there and Teresa and Melissa, team this one, team that one. How about team nobody? They're both awful. But when the Saj is filming a scene between these two, and she's just like, these people are probably like, oh, this is a great day at work. I'm getting like a free show. Like, I think they know, like, oh, the viewers are going to love this. They're like kids in a candy store. So when James is there, like, oh, look at this. Oh, I love this.
Yeah. Right? I mean, it was the most interesting part to me of the whole night, really.
I mean, I've been fighting you for a few weeks here and telling you, it's better than you think. And now I'm right there with you. Well, awful.
I have thought season or episodes like 5, 6, 7, even last week, I thought they were fascinating. We learned more information. People are fighting. But this was so much filler. Want your life back? Order Hungry Root. It's actually as simple as that. Truly, Hungry Root is the best meal kit service I have ever worked with, because they have meals that take 12 minutes. Guys, if you are a busy mom like I am, KJ now just started swim lessons. And on the night that he has swim lessons, we're not home until 6. I'm trying to make dinner, trying to get him rested and down for bedtime. When I see that number 12 and I know in 12 minutes I can have a healthy meal, I'm turned on. All right. You will be too. Hungry Root's website, so easy to use as well. You just go, you can type in a type of cuisine, or if you like chicken, or you can do preset where you tell them you're vegetarian, keto, or you're a meat lover. Right now, get 40% off. My listeners are getting 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/TSFS and get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/TSFS. Don't forget to use my link so they know who sent you and get 40% off right now and free veggies for life. How ironic! I love this. Got a new podcast for you to listen to. Yes, I do. It's the Dr. John Delaney Show. Schman and I were actually playing a clip from Dr. John's podcast because he was doing the topic of, are youth travel sports ruining families? Well, Dr. John Delaney has over 20 years of sitting with families and dealing with hurting people and mental health issues. He has a PhD in counseling. Delaney walks alongside real people as they navigate tough decisions. And this is actually something that I really enjoy about his show. It's caller driven. I feel like I'm going to have to get a caller-driven show, Dr. John. I love this. Anyway, listen to the Dr. John Delaney Show wherever you get your podcast, or you can follow the link in the description of this podcast episode. I always make it very, very easy to find my sponsors and people that I partner with. So start downloading and listening today to the Dr. John Delaney podcast. Enjoy.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
You know what the other problem is? Is that like it for me? It works on the Kardashians because they're so rich and famous and we know everything, but it's so scripted. The Kardashians, we know it's scripted so that when you find out like a year later and watch it, there is still something intriguing about it because they do give you something. I think it's just like reality TV to me has changed. Like, this is even more boring than Kyle. Like we know this story. Like if this were 3 weeks after it happened and we heard that Tom apologized to Katie or Sheena was in a picture with Tom, if it was like 3 weeks later or 4 weeks, I think we'd be more interested. It's that we all know how this story ends. We've all read every word.
Right.
So to now watch it, it's like, I don't know. It does work for me on the Kardashians. Like, I just think maybe reality TV needs to change its actual model. Like you and I talked about this off air yesterday. Like the days of like the, you know, pop culture, E! News and Access Hollywood, like those shows are not being green lit anymore. That formula just doesn't work because we have a phone and we can just click and we can see that Sheena Shea had a three-way and orgy with John Mayer. And we don't need to hear about it tonight from Mario Lopez in 7 hours. It still is the show, but that's not the future. I think just maybe the future of reality TV is we have to change the model and somehow, instead of cameras up, we have to film and edit, film and go into a fucking room and work for 24 hours and just get the shit out.
And turn it out, you know,
I mean, this is Hollywood, honey. We had a major global pandemic in 2020 where you could not leave your house. You were afraid to go to the grocery store to buy a fucking thing of water. And somehow Hollywood, Seacrest, Ripa, the Today Show with Matt Lauer, although he was kicked to the curb and banished. Somehow they figured out a way to broadcast all over the world to millions and not, God forbid, we miss a dollar in Hollywood here in your backyard, my backyard. So there's a way to do it. There's a way to get this out earlier. And it's just maybe that is the way to do it. And stop having so many shows. Like they're slowing it down. Like that's maybe just the way to do it. Like, I don't know. I mean, it doesn't have to be 24 hours. You know, they don't have to turn it right around. But I think that's, for me, what's happening here is like it's not even like we know it and now it's interesting to watch the dynamics. We know Tom and Ariana were going to have a scene together. We know they're not going to speak. Like, we're not really, it's too old. We need to speed it up.
I couldn't agree more. My son just hit the router button on our internet. That's what my husband was coming to let me know. Jesus. So I know. I'm sorry.
And you want to know. You want to know. Who the hell was it? Was it you who was telling me the other day about having a child? Somebody. Okay. It wasn't you. Oh, I know where it was. I went to Elizabeth. You know Elizabeth Vargas from the OC?
Yes. Remember does her, she everybody? Want to have a child?
Does it? No. But I went to her house. I'm on her podcast coming up. I went to the OC on Sunday. Remember Elizabeth Vargas, guys, yes. Season 15? Come on, give her some credit. We love Elizabeth Vargas. I went to her house to record a podcast. She wants to be on her podcast. So I went and her brother is there. And she, very great host, Elizabeth Vargas. Love Elizabeth. But her brother is her co-host and he has children. So Elizabeth, I think online asked me on the show, like about kids. And I'm like, sweetie, it's not, and her brother was like, you know, listen, I get what you're saying. It was me, but the minute the child is born, and I'm like,
it's
no,
amazing.
It's not for me. I'm gonna pass. But so that's my point to your child hitting the router.
It's amazing. I agree with you on the timeline. TV is going to have to change. And the first network that can figure that out, and my guess is they can't figure it out because there's so many cooks in the kitchen still. You know, I think we've seen with YouTubers, they can shoot a reality show and turn it around in a week. They can shoot a pop culture show and turn it around in an hour. But they don't have executive producers and assistant producers and showrunners and a boss and a boss's boss and then a head of
But what about Masked Singer? I work with Masked Singer and I get cast offs from that every week from them if I want.
Well, you're talking a game show versus a reality show where you've got to establish, you know, people and storylines. Masked Singer it's easy. Hey, let's get a group of people, do fabulous costumes, come out, let them sing a song, three guesses, we're on to the next. You know, I mean?
Well, what you're saying is we film hours and hours and hours of footage. And then when the whole season is over, we look at what we got and then we edit and we craft a story to fit a narrative. So you're basically saying that we need the time, which I agree with you because it's not really reality. Take the word reality out of reality TV. We're going to craft a story. And if it was in real time, I think we would get more real stuff. I think there wouldn't really be an end story. It would be like flip-floppers, like people call me, you know, because that's like I'm a real human being. One week I'm mad at Teresa with what I see on the screen. She's a fucking animal, that woman. And Melissa's lying like a dog. So there I am a flip-flopper. That's called being a human being. Wouldn't that be interesting? I think if we actually saw Ariana and Lala fighting one week and then it's 7 days later, this is Hollywood, lots of things happen. Now we're friends again. Like, I think it would be more real. I think it'd be more gritty. I think, yeah, we're not going to have all the blah, blah, blah. I mean, maybe people want some real in their reality TV.
I don't know. I think you and I know too much. I think that people they want escapism in these shows. They want easy fluff. I think they want background noise. The genius of now Housewives got a little messy into politics and race issues, mm-hmm. but they've pulled back from that. You know, we've talked about this a lot. They're fighting over cheese. That's what people want. They want, you can turn it on. Your kids can be yelling and resetting the router. You haven't missed anything. And we're fighting over cheese. They're very easy to follow. I don't know. You know, I cover TLC. I work closely with that network. I mean, their shows are often 2 years behind. I have no idea. I have no idea how their ratings stay up, but they put up monster ratings for shows like Sister Wives and Welcome to Pot. And these shows are a year behind. And we know they do podcast interviews. They reveal things. We know it's so far behind, and yet people still watch. I think they kind of just want an escapism. So I think you and I have this maybe rosy-colored, like how are these shows going to survive when yet I think they're surviving in the new ratings form just fine. Yeah. I think that they are. Vanderpump Rules this season has enormous. I mean, we've done over 1 million at times.
And Beverly Hills did well. We all knew over about Colin Moe.
Huge. And now I think people are even more aware that they are just dragging this divorce out for ratings and are going to continue it now for buying Beverly Hills. And well, people Mauricio's are still, it's genius. I think it's a Kardashian move.
Mauricio has done interviews where he says, you know, the timing of Housewives, it wasn't fair to judge. We had to pick cameras back up. But he's like, buying Beverly Hills, this was right in the middle of what happened with Kyle. So when we picked cameras back up over here, we were in the middle of filming. So Mauricio is saying, because of the timing, it's understandable why you saw nothing on Housewives. But guess what? Come on and tune in to us tomorrow on Netflix, and you'll see just what happens with me and Kyle. Because let me tell you, Mauricio, girlfriend, she's got a lot to say, this Mauricio. You better tread lightly, Mo, because if you fuck us again, if you fuck us again, we just got fucked by that Richards. She says it's none of our fucking business, Sarah. Miss Richards has told you it is none of your fucking business. If that happens, I'm buying Beverly Hills now, and we have a nothing burger again.
Well,
do I think buying Beverly Hills might be traitors? Maybe not that big, but I watched the first season. I don't know anyone else that did. It didn't get that good enough to come back, but I watched it. I love real estate porn. I bet you it has a spike this season. I bet you there's nothing like, God, you're right. We need to call Lisa Vanderpump. Release someone out there, Alex Baskin, you can have my phone. You can release every text between me and Sarah.
Well, there is good podcast drama. There's a lot of podcast drama. You and I don't participate in a lot of it, but oh my God, you could cast a show 100% about.
Speaking of podcast drama, yesterday on my show, I had Chef Stu.
There you go.
And he has received a cease and desist from Jeff Lewis, his ex-boyfriend. He signed an NDA. Let me tell you something. I want people to sign an NDA if they date me. I love that. I love that idea. Here's your NDA. You want to have drinks? Sign here. So apparently Chef Stu, on my podcast yesterday, we talked about this. Everyone said he signed an NDA with Mr. Lewis. And Chef Stu has his own podcast now. Apparently he has a cease and desist from Mr. Lewis. So we talked about that yesterday.
Well, as you always say, a cease and desist Jack. So sue me or don't sue me.
So there, right. I mean, but not everyone reacts the way I do with Sees Red. But there is some podcast drama. I mean, they're both, you know, podcasters, so to speak. I don't know, Sarah. Tom Sandoval compared himself to Scott Peterson, and Schwartz said, ooh. And I loved when he said to Schwartz, like when Schwartz is like, and Tom is like, oh, I understand. You need to stop. You know, he's like, I need to stop talking to you now before the group gets mad at me. He's like, I'm kidding. And Tom is like, are you really kidding? This Schwartzy, man, you want a man with no backbone, Sarah. And your next relationship.
Schwartzy is such, he has a backbone and he's a lover. And he has so many things that he's dealing with in his private life. Okay, look, I have to love you and leave you. I got to go to a meeting. Speaking of podcast room.
And by the way, let's just leave with it. Sheena, fuck John Mayer. Okay.
I want to talk about that. I haven't read that story yet. I want
to
hear that.
She said, you know, let's just say my body used to be a wonderland, blah, blah, blah. She referred to John Mayer. They played a little tune of his. Yeah. Andy got off on it. All right, we have a...
We'll be back.
See you later today.
Okay, bye, gorgeous. Bye.